Medical professionals have again raised concerns about the increasing number of people being diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, and the overprescription of drugs to treat it. Writing in the Medical Journal of Australia, one of the country's leading psychiatrists says clinicians are too hasty to prescribe drugs and not enough is being done to monitor them when they do. Lindy Kerin reports.
The diagnosis and treatment of ADHD, or attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, is an emotive and controversial debate. Emotional because we're mostly talking about children, and controversial because of fears the drug used to treat the disorder, Ritalin, is being overprescribed. Louise Newman is a professor of psychiatry at the University of Melbourne.
We live in a society that's wedded to a simplistic medical model, where we wish for easy solutions to complex problems. My main worry about the overdiagnosis of ADHD is that we miss a whole lot of other factors that might be contributing to these children's difficulties. We're not disputing that the children have difficulties, they clearly do. What I'm arguing is that we need to think much more in a more sophisticated way about what could be happening.
Professor Newman says assessments need to be comprehensive. She warns an increase in prescriptions boosts the risk of drug misuse and abuse.
We're seeing increases concomitant with the increased rates of diagnosis of misuse, of overdoses, of side effects. And we know that sometimes in families where there are substance abuse problems, a child might be presented as having ADHD and needing psychostimulants, when really it's the parents who are more interested in having the psychostimulants than in giving them to the child.
So some parents are taking their child to a doctor to get the drugs for their own personal use?
Yes, I've had that in my own clinical experience.
A recent study found the number of patients treated with drugs for ADHD has risen by 31% between 2010 and 2014. Addiction specialist Dr. Adrian Dunlop from the University of Newcastle is a co-author of the article.
It appears that we're diagnosing more and more cases each year. So in 2014, we have something like 117,000 Australians diagnosed with ADHD on medications, and that includes new diagnoses of 24,000 that year. There are strategies that can be used to minimise the risk of misuse of medication, and that's what we're calling for here, that on a regular basis, prescribers consider the possibility of misuse of medication and take that as part of their assessment of the patient and the ongoing prescription of medication.
Professor Newman says it's time to independently monitor ADHD trends and the use of psychostimulants.
Currently, we have the TGA, Therapeutic Goods Administration, looking at adverse effects. We have limitations on prescribing, where only child psychiatrists or paediatricians can prescribe children with psychostimulants. Adults can be prescribed by psychiatrists. So there are some limitations there, but we currently don't have, and there's no reason why existing mechanisms couldn't be expanded to have an overall much broader monitoring of particularly these sorts of issues. How many cases are we seeing of overdose? How many cases are we actually seeing presented where we have evidence of abuse of these drugs for recreational purposes, or where they're diverted, which might be sale for recreational purposes or giving them to someone for whom they were not prescribed?
That's Louise Newman, a professor of psychiatry at the University of Melbourne, speaking to Lindy Kerin.